Good morning. One of the stories I've run across here that we got to do more work on today is I just want to know what's going on in the world of Randy Travis. The tabloids say that he's on his final days, that he has not recovered from double pneumonia and cannot speak.
Oh.
We don't know that, but we heard something similar from Sammy Kershaw, that he was not doing well. But I think it's time for them to do some type of condition report, because the tabloids are saying that these women, the fiancé and the ex-wife, are battling over what potential money would be left if he died, and that he's in Vanderbilt Medical Center in critical condition.
Oh.
So we're trying to do a little story checking on the Randy Travis story on the Inquirer today. Taylor Swift, Kacey Musgraves lead the nominations, but you know, they certainly don't lead radio airplay. Those two girls didn't get nearly as much attention on the radio, at least, as Kenny Chesney, Brad Paisley, Hunter Hayes, and Jake Owen. We played a lot of those songs in the last year. Those guys got zero nominations.
Yeah, well, enough said there.
Yeah. One person, record company president yesterday, said that, you know, on double secret word, is that sometimes these award shows don't reflect reality very much.
Imagine that.
But one person it will help, no doubt about it, Kacey Musgraves. She wasn't on everybody's radar. On the national media, they will, as the, you know, tied for the most nominations. First time, by the way, that a newcomer has gotten six nominations and led the pack. Toby Keith, Oklahoma Twist of Relief that he did, did raise $2 million for the people there.
That's awesome. Cool.
Trace Adkins going to have a Christmas album out and go out on a Christmas tour. But we've got some question if he still has a record company deal with Show Dog Records. 47th annual CMA Awards are coming up, and you can buy tickets for them starting this Saturday. Public sale goes this Saturday at 10 a.m. Green Bay time through Ticketmaster.com. And Dierks Bentley, I was with him last night, and I said, what's the deal about all these women throwing underwear at you, particularly bras, on stage in Chicago the other night? And he was a little embarrassed, and he said, well, they did do that. I don't really know why, but we have all kinds of things, colors and styles of bra. I said, what'd you do with them? He said, we put them in the drums. And he said he really liked the sound. As we got more bras, the drum sound, the bass had a good baffle sound in it. I said, well, you need to think about going to eBay. You've got a third child coming. Never know when you need a little extra money.
You're right.